The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
The latest person to apparently rule himself out of the running to be the next James Bond is Taron Egerton. Here's what he had to say recently.
I don't think I'm right for James Bond. I've never felt that that was me. I think there's great candidates for it, and I think it's obviously a huge cinematic institution. I don't want to be dismissive about it as a thing. I just feel that my path is less kind of grand and idealised.
That's Taron Egerton, but what does it take to be a Bond, and who is in the running? Cara O'Doherty's a film reviewer and a Bond fan, and she's here now. Cara, you're very welcome. Is he right, Taron? Is it not really for him? Has he made a good call?
He has, yeah. Yes. I think he's very smart to just to rule himself out.
Why?
There's several levels to Bond, and the key is it has to be somebody who's not only suave and sophisticated, but has a killer edge. Now, Daniel Craig pulled off the closest Bond to Ian Fleming's writings. In the book, he's really dark, he's really cold-hearted, and he is ruthless. And over the years, we have seen a lot of Bonds who lean more into pure suave sophistication and a bit of cheese. Mm-hmm. But Daniel Craig, he pulled that side out. We saw his demons, and yet he could play with the humour. And he was very attractive. He fit all those boxes. And we can assume that Denis Villeneuve is a director who says that he was raised on the films. He loves the books. He's going to lean into the darker side of Bond again. So we need an actor who can carry off being ruthless but still charming. Because at the end of the day, we're not going to root for a cold stone killer. We need that charm there as well. But mm-hmm. we need that edge of danger.
What's the commitment that the actor has to give this? Because I'm sure that's a huge consideration for them. That if I decide to be Bond, and I'd be very lucky, I'm sure they'd say, to be offered the role. But it can't really be anything else for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know with Amazon and the takeover if it'll be a different style. We assume if they follow format, we're talking a Bond who has to be available to do at least three films. They're not going to invest in an actor who's just going to do a one-off film, unless it's somebody very special and Denis Villeneuve has an arrangement with them that we're just doing this one big one and moving on again. Mm-hmm. But realistically, you need an actor who can do three films and realistically, again, a stretch over about 15 years, maybe 12 years.
Ooh, between, that's a lot of your
life.
Exactly,
between pre-production, between getting ready, filming, press, and then leaving a gap so people don't get fed up with Bond. Yeah. So Daniel Craig did he did 15 years. And I do not want to be ageist, and it kills me to say this, but you do need an actor of a certain age, because if they are too old taking on the role, by the time they're finished, you're talking about somebody in their later 50s. Now, again, 50s isn't old, but it is old in terms of the physicality that's demanded from Bond.
So you'd want to be starting this project now as a 30-year-old,
yeah,
would you?
Realistically, Daniel Craig was 38. And by the time he was finished, he was so badly injured over the years that his shoulder blade was separated from his back.
Oh, good grief.
I mean, and there is a big physical demand on a Bond actor.
He didn't seem to enjoy that role.
I think that's the other thing. It's a huge commitment for an actor personally, because they will be in the eye of the press in a way they haven't been before. There will be a lot of demands on them. And again, a lot of the kind of, I'm going to say younger, I feel really old saying that, but a lot of the actors that are kind of knocking around now, they're not into fame in the way, they're staying away from it. We see Jacob Elordi sort of,
oh, he's the latest.
And he's in the list. Yeah. I mean, he's completely shunning social media. He's just like, no, I'm not doing that. I mean, I'm sure he has a secret account out there for his friends. But, you know, publicly, he doesn't want to play that game. So that's going to be difficult as well, because when you take on Bond, people are so familiar with that character that they feel like they have an entitlement to the actor as mm-hmm. well. So it's a massive commitment.
Paul Mescal is 30 and his mammy was here last week. So we feel like we know him, you know. And a listener says, Paul Mescal for Bond. He's such a good actor. He could be ruthless. The only thing is he might be too young. No, we've established that now. He's perfect age.
He's the perfect age.
However, maybe that should be embraced. What do you think about Paul for Bond?
And I love Paul Mescal. I don't think he can put a foot wrong. I just don't think he would want to commit himself and tie himself down just to so many years. I mean, he's committed to the Beatles. That's already a long haul.
Yeah.
And he has spoken again about he doesn't really like the fame aspect of it. And I think that might be problematic for him. Though, in fairness, he would do a good job. And with my Irish hat on, I would say, go on, give it to him.
Yeah. It's one of those that he could probably get it if he wanted it. I think his stock is so high.
Yeah.
Jamie Dornan is also suggested by another listener.
I'm going to be really mean here. I think he's a great actor. I don't think he has the sharp edges.
Not mean enough.
And I feel mean saying that. I just think he needs
it. You're too nice, Jamie.
He's too nice. It's the same as, I mean, there was a lot of talk for a while about Richard Madden.
Yeah.
But again, I don't think he, I think he's proven that he doesn't have the sharp edges that's needed. So I feel like an awful person.
No, that's fine. You're saying someone who we sort of like.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, this is the thing about Bond. You have to be able to get caught up in their world, not care the fact that they have a license to kill. I mean, at the end of the day, this is somebody who goes around killing people for a living.
Cold-blooded assassin.
Yes. But they have to have some element of charm and that we fall for.
Well, another listener reminds us that the challenge for all actors is to adopt the characteristics of the part. So, you know, someone who is seen as being too nice,
I should
be able to do it.
I think, though, from watching some of the actors who have been talked about from their previous work, they haven't proved that yet. Mm-hmm. And they've been in the game for quite a while. And they, I mean, there's always the chance that somebody is going to find a new depth. But a franchise this big isn't going to take a risk on an actor who hasn't shown sides of that before.
Who is it? Who is it for you?
I think Jacob Elordi has certainly gone up the ranks there. I mean, from Frankenstein and Wuthering Heights, he has the charm. He can fight. He is a good actor. I would love, and I don't think they will take a risk, but I would love to see Dev Patel.
That'd be very different, wouldn't it?
Yes, but he has proven time and time again to be smooth, sophisticated. He made a film that he directed and starred in, Monkey. He is incredible at fight sequences. He has that thing that you look him in the eye and you know he's killing people, but it hits him and hurts him at some level. So he has all. But again, I don't know whether Amazon would take a risk, because at the end of the day, and it's an awful thing to say, that plays a big part into it, because I mean, people give out when somebody of diversity is cast in a role that has been held by a white man for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So I think there would be issues there. I mean,
that really shouldn't matter.
It should absolutely not be a plus for Dev Patel.
And if people don't remember Dev Patel, he was the star in his childhood of Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, exactly. He did. Yeah. Then he did Lion. And then, yeah, his own film, A Monkey, is phenomenal. If people haven't seen it, it didn't get the attention it should have. But if that was a Bond audition, if ever there was one.
Yeah, Idris Elba suggested by somebody else. Now, he was in The Frame years ago, yes. And then it all sort of died away. And he himself has said,
he's
it's 58. Not going to happen.
Give him a Bond villain, though. Then that's I'd like to see him go and turn into the dark side.
Jack Whitehall, another suggestion, because someone who recently watched Malice, where he played a villain, they say he showed another side to his talent.
That's true, and that's what I thought of. And he certainly has the stiff upper lip already, so you wouldn't be stretching that one.
When will we know?
It feels like we're waiting a long time. It's very odd. I mean, they say they're starting filming towards the end of this year, at the start of next year. So this is the latest announcement. They're hoping to release the film in 2028. So they really need to get their skates on.
Need to know. Tell us who it is.
Yeah, it's an unusual a long delay in it. And I do wonder, and I was just talking about this outside, whether the Amazon connection is worrying actors and what they're signing up to. Mm-hmm. How much control will Amazon have over the whole thing?
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.